This year in Chutzal La'aretz, we observe Pesach on Thursday and Friday, so we need an Erev Tavshilin. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't need an Erev Tavshilin, because Yom Tov is just on Thursday. So Friday is Chol HaMoed, so there's no problem. Erev Tavshilin is a Takanas Chachamim that's spoken of in the beginning of the second parak in Beitzah. In our Torah, it's clear that there's no need for Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara in Psochim has a machloikas amaroyim. Why is there no need for Erev Tavshilin? You're cooking a yontif, not for today. Even with the Erev Tavshilin, it's only mutter to cook on Friday for Shabbos, not mutter to cook on Thursday for Shabbos. That says in Shulchan Aruch. So why is he permitted to cook on Friday for Shabbos? The heter Rechal Nefesh is only to cook on yontif for yontif. He's cooking yontif for after yontif. Why is that a heter Rechal Nefesh? So the Gemara has a machlokes on Mem Vav on the base in Psochim. Machlokes Rabba v'Rav Chisda, what is it based on? So Rabba is of the opinion that Oichal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. If you have a situation, you cooked a lot of food on Yom Tov on Friday, your kavanas hagavra is to eat it tomorrow, but theoretically you could have eaten all the food today. Now your family only has 5 people in the family, but so you can't eat so much food. You've cooked a ton of food because you expect a lot of guests on Shabbos, but you could have invited all the people to eat up all the food. It depends how big your city is. If you have a big city with a lot of Jews who live in the city, you could have invited all the Jews over. You could have eaten up all the food today on Yom Tov. So even though your Kavanas Agavra is not to eat this food on Yom Tov, we ignore the Kavanas Agavra. Echal Nefesh is set up automatically by the circumstance, by the situation. That's called, since if guests would come, they would be able to eat all the food. That's called Oichal Nefesh on Yom Tov. Mid the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to do that. Mid the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to be Oifem Yom Tov L'chol. So that's if you make an Erev Tavshilin, so you solve your problem with the Rabbanon. But on the level of the Raisi, you're clear, because Oichal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. You don't need Kavanas Hagavra. Rav Chisda disagrees, he holds not true. Oichal Nefesh requires Kavanas Hagavra, so he's Oifem Yom Tov L'chol. He's baking on Friday, intending to eat it tomorrow. But tomorrow is not Yom Tov. Rav Chisda holds, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov. What does that mean, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yom Tov? That's the whole question that we're working on. You have to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So Rashi and the Ramban understand. Rav Chisda is of the opinion that Shabbos for Yom Tov Hasmukim Zelazeh constitute Kedusha Achas. You have Shabbos next to Yom Tov. Really, we need a direction. Erev Tavshilin doesn't work in the other direction. Somebody used to tell a story. There was a rabbi in I won't say which city. There was a rabbi, a famous character, who told the Balabat, Yom Tov was on Sunday. So he told Balabat a week before, don't forget to make an Erev Tavshilin. Yom Tov was on Sunday, so what are we going to make an Erev Tavshilin for? So the Shamas in the Shul knew Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he knew that you don't make an Erev Tavshilin. If Yom Tov is on Friday, make it, not if it's on Sunday. So the Shamas didn't want to insult the rabbi. So he walked over to the rabbi after the down. He told him quietly, Erev Tavshilin is only when Yom Tov is on Friday, not when it's on Sunday. So the rabbi realized that he made a mistake. But everybody knows the Vilna Gaon always has a different opinion. So he said, the Gaon Shita. That's the way, whenever you fall in, you made a mistake, he says, the Gaon Shita. Rav Soloveitchik was telling us about this rabbi. At the time he told us, he was telling us who the rabbi was. He was an Amharic. So anyway, so if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov in either direction, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim and the Mishnayis and Erevin. Whether it's considered Kedusha Achas, is it considered one solid Kedusha Sayyarim for 48 hours, or they're considered two different Kedushas? L'mayin Nafka Mina, so the Mishnah has, for the purpose of the Erevei Trumin, you're not allowed to go chutz l'trum on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but there is an institution of Erevei Trumin. If you leave some food, Mazon Shtei Sudas, you leave it at a distance from your home, so that's, and you want that, you want to be kind of shvis over there, so that's considered your makom, and you have alpay mama in all directions over there. So let's say Friday night he wants to go chutz l'trum to the right, to the east, and Shabbos afternoon, and Shabbos morning he wants to go chutz l'trum to the west. So can you make two different Erevei Trumin? So the Mishnah say no. It's one to a customer. You have to make up your mind whether your makom is where your home is. Makom is where you leave the food to the east, or your makom is where you leave the food to the west. And you cannot have two different makomos for the different parts of Shabbos and the different parts of Yom Tov. So What if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov Asmuch Himself as it? Can you have a separate Erev Et Chumen for the first day, separate Erev Et Chumen for the second day? Or one of the 2 days he'll want to be kind of Shvisa at home, and the other day he'll want to be kind of Shvisa where he left the Erev Et Chumen. So that's a machloikes satanoi. We pass Kan Aloch Lamaise. The Shabbos Yom Tov Asmuch Himself as it are shtei kedushas. They're not considered kedusha aras. There's a fascinating Rambam in Hilchas Erev, in the last page in Hilchas Erev, and the Rambam writes, he writes in the original Chiddush that if you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, and our calendar never happens, Yom Kippur never falls out on Friday or on Sunday. The Gemara says we rig the calendar because of certain considerations, so it never happens. But in the days of the Tanoim, it did happen. The Mishnah is talking about it. What's it did if you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur? So the Rambam writes, Yeroyli, if you have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, that would be L'chol HaDeis Kedusha Achas. You wouldn't be able to have a separate Tchum Shabbos for Yom Kippur and a separate Tchum for Shabbos. That's L'chol HaDeis Kedusha Achas. Why? Because on Yom Kippur there's no Heter Reichel Nefesh. So since the both days have the same level of Issa Mavacha, everything is exactly the same. Yom Kippur you have to fast, Shabbos you have to eat. They're very different. Yom Kippur is Bechilas Avinas and you did bring the Seder Avoda. But in Hilchas Malacha, as far as Hilchas Malacha is concerned, that's what's called there, what the nature of the Kedusha Sayyam is. So the Rambam writes, Yerayli, that L'chol HaDeis would be Kedusha Achas. The Machloikas HaTanoim and the Mishnah in Erevin, where the Shabbos of Yontem Asmuchim Zalazeh constitute Kedusha Achas, the Shnei Kedushas, is only if it's Yontem next to Shabbos, because Yontem has a Heter Echal Nefesh, so that's a Machloikas HaTanoim. So the question is, that Machloikas HaTanoim, by Shabbos of Yontem Asmuchim Zalazeh, but it's Kedusha Achas or not, but he can have a separate Tchum for the first day, separate Tchum for the second day. Is that a Machlekes on the level of the Raisa? Is that a Machlekes on the level of the Rabbanon? So there's a Meiri. The Meiri writes in Beitzon, beginning of Beitzon, the Avdalid, where the Gemara referred to this Machlekes HaTanoim and the Mishnais and Erevin, and a Machlekes HaMaraim in the beginning of Beitzon, how to Paskin. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we Paskin that is Shtei Kedusha. So the Meiri writes on that Gemara. What does the whole thing mean, Kedusha Achas? What do you mean? Shabbos next to Yom. One long Kedusha Sayyam for 48 hours. So he says the whole thing is an invention of the Rabbanim. On the level of the Raisa, the whole concept doesn't exist. Every day has its own Kedusha Sayyam. It's a question. The whole Din of Tchum Shabbos is only the Rabbanon, so it's a Machloikas HaTanoim. Even if you hold that Tchum and there is a Machloikas HaRishonim, the Rambam follows the Rif, follows the Yerushalmi, that the institution of Tchum is the Raisa. Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is there, I said. Tchum and Alpai Mama is only Midir Rabbanon. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Tchum and even Alpai Mama, 1 mil, is Alpai Mama. Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Tchum and Alpai Mama is there, I said. But Morris says, forget about Rabbi Akiva, his opinion has not been accepted on this issue. So even if you hold that Tchum and Yud Beis Mil is there, I said, but we're not going Yud Beis Mil. We're only going up, talking about going past Alpai Mama. So the Miri writes, the whole topic of Kedusha Achas versus Shtei Kedushas is a topic. The Rabbanon on the level of the Raisa has no meaning whatsoever. There is no such thing as Kedusha Achas. But Rashi and the Ramban over here, and Menvochem and Beis, do not agree with that Meiri. Rashi and the Ramban learn that the reason why Rav Chisda permits you in a Torah to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos is because Shabbos for Yom Tov Kedusha Achas. So it's considered one long lehokel. Rashi is saying it. Not just lahakma, you can't have a different tchum for the first day for the second day. He's saying that it's kedusha achas lahakel, that you lahakel on anisa deraisa. You're not allowed to cook on yom tov for chol. Oifem yom tov lachol is loke, according to Rav Chisda, you're loke. But if oifem yom tov for Shabbos, if the two are smuchim zelazeh, then it's considered kedusha achas. So that's considered you're cooking today, for the day that has the same kedusha sayyot. This is the machlekes in the Gemara in Pesachim. What's the basis of the heter of Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is only with the Rabbanon on the level of the Raisa. What's the heter to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Then the Ramban adds out of the Mochamas. He will not learn like Rashi in the Ramban. It's not based on Kedushas. What is it based on? Istamahi hol Ishtei Kedushas. But if you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, so Kal V'chaim, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. A different shot. Not based on Kedusha Achas. Then the Ramban adds on, if this indeed the Pshat and Rav Chisda, that is based, like Rashi learns, is based on Kedusha Achas, then we know how to Paskin. How do you Paskin in this Machlekes Rabba Rav Chisda? We Paskin is based on a level of the Raisa. We Paskin, you let it cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos Min HaTorah without Erev Tavshilin. Is it based on Hoyel or is it based on Tzorach Shabbos Nasa Miyon. So Ramban says that's a dead giveaway. We don't pass King Kedusha Achas. We pass King Shtei Kedushas. That's the Gemara in Eretz. The Gemara in Beitza Dav Dalet. So the Ramban says that we know that we pass from like Rabba that is based on Hoyle. The Magen Avraham points out that not everybody agrees with this Ramban. There's a Tosis in the beginning of Beitza, where Tosis says, for the Didan, and as far as we're concerned, there is no din of Hoyle. What does it mean there's no din? Ola Didan, Tosis says, there is no din of Hoyle. Why is that? So there are two ways to read the Tosis. This is a Tosis based on the Deis in Beitza. What does that line mean, Ola Didan? So one of the simple interpretation is, Ola Didan, we don't pass like Rabba. We do pass like Rav Chisda. The Ramban says it's out of the question. You can't pass like Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is assuming Kedusha Achas on the level of the Reis, even the Hokel. We don't pass Kedusha Achas even the Achmer. So, and the Tosis says, Ola Didan, we don't accept Rabba's opinion. We pass like Rav Chisda that is based on Tzorcher Shabbos Nasa Miyom Tov, obviously not like Rashi and the Ramban, with a different interpretation. The Marshal has a different reading in the Tosis. What does Tosis mean, Lididan? So the Marshal says, no, Tosis means like this. The Balei HaTosis lived in tiny little villages. In fact, you look at Erevin, the Balei HaTosis discussed cases, Halach Lamaisa, there's a wall around the whole city, and there's only one Jewish family in the whole city, and all the other people are Goyim. So the din is that if you have a wall around the city, the whole city is one big Mishu Sayochid. So if you have other Jews living in the city, they ask around each other, you need an Erev de Chatzeres, a Shituf HaMavuas. You have to have an Erev in the city. And then you have to rent for the Goyim. But if there's only one Jewish family in the whole city, then there are no other Jews to ask around you, then the din is you don't even have to rent for the Goyim. So the Balei HaTosis talk about cases like that. There was one Jewish family in the whole city, so the Goyim don't ask them. During the period of the Crusades, when they were killing, they wiped out complete Jewish communities, but the Jewish communities were very tiny. Sometimes Jewish community had 20 people, had 15 people. They wiped out a lot of communities, but it wasn't like when the Nazis were killing millions and millions of people. The population wasn't so great. So the Marshal learns Pshat and Tosis on the bottom of the Marshal. He says, Lididan means, it's later that we live in tiny little villages. So what do you mean? I cook, and all the other Jews live way chutz l'tchum. They live in another village far away. So what do you mean? I cooked food on Yontif for Shabbos. How can you say, Hoel v'mikle l'achim chazil l'hashtana m'chazil l'achim? There are no orchim. There are no other Jews around. No one's going to, even if all the Jews who live to chutzum will come, they can't eat up all this food today on Yontif. There's nothing to discuss. We cooked all the food for Shabbos, for Friday night, and for Shabbos morning, and for Shalosh Shudas. So we're going to eat all the food. But there aren't enough people, there aren't enough Jewish people in the whole village to even theoretically eat up all of the food today. That's what Tosis meant to say. They didn't mean to say, L'didan, that we don't pass like Rabba. No, we do pass like Rabba. That the Heter, Erev Tavshil, the Heter Menatoira is based on Hoyo. But L'didan, the Hoyo doesn't apply because we don't have so many people who can come and eat. What's the difference, Halacha L'maisa, whether the Heter, Erev Tavshil, and on the level of the Raisa, whether it's based on Hoyle or it's based on Tzorcher Shabbos Nasa Miyontiv. So there's a famous Magen Avraham in Hilchos Erev Tavshil, Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, I think it is, in Orech Ayin. Magen Avraham says, this happens all the time. Let's say Yontiv is Samach L'Shabbos, and the Baal HaBasta made an Erev Tavshil, and then the Baal HaBasta is going to put up a roast 2 minutes before she benches Lift for Shabbos. So she did a ma'aseh bishul on Yontif, but it's all raw chicken, it's all raw flesh. She's going to put up a soup, she's going to put up a kettle of water. So it's going to start to cook on Yontif, but it's not going to be, it's still going to be cold. A whole kettle of water, the whole pot of soup takes an hour and a half, whatever. 2 hours in order that everything should get cooked. So he did a malach on Yontif, but you can't say, ho v'miklach m'chazaleh hashtanah m'chazaleh. Theoretically, this bishul was done on Yontif for Yontif. You can't even say it was done for Yontif. You can't eat it on Yontif, it's still raw. So in such a case, that'll depend. Halacha l'maisa, how do you pasken? If you hold like Rav Chisda, that the reason why it's permissible to cook on Yontif is Shabbos, because Tzorcher Shabbos Nasa b'Yontif, Shabbos, so it's mutter. So you're allowed to do even the last minute. But if you hold the din is like Rabba, then even if you made an Erev Tavshilin, it'll only be permissible to cook on Yontif is Shabbos if you cooked early enough in the day that theoretically that food could have been eaten up today on Yontif. So that's why the Magen Avraham says one should be careful. Even when you make an Eftav Shalom, you should be careful to try to cook the food on Yom Tov Shabbos as early as possible in the day. So then the Magen Avraham lived in the city Kalish in Poland. And he says the custom, the minig in his community is whenever you make an Eftav Shalom, say Mekabel Shabbos early. You should be Mekabel Shabbos right after Plag HaMincha. So the women have to bench lift right away. So they're going to have to put up all the roast and all the kettles of water an hour before the Shkia. So even if you put up raw food on the fire, you're Mekabel Shabbos, but it's still Yom Tov for another hour until the Shkia. So all the food will be cooked, the cooking will be completed before Yom Tov is over. So you have the theoretical possibility of eating all the food today on Yom Tov. But if you're not going to be Mekabel Shabbos early, so some of the women will bench lift right before the Shkia. And then they'll put up their cholent, they'll put up their food a minute before the bench lift. And that food, they did the malach of cooking on Yom Tov, but it wasn't right to be eaten today on Yom Tov.
Once you're Mekabel Shabbos, you won't be allowed to eat before Kiddush.
Okay.
So it's not high.
No, other people can eat. You can make Kiddush. Mekabel Shabbos, you can make Kiddush right away. Make Kiddush and say Amotzi and start eating. The food will finish for cooking. And then you'll be able to eat it. Shailas, this year we're going to make an Erev Shilin for Shavuos also. For the second day's Pesach, you don't need an Erev Shilin. Second day's Pesach is going to be Wednesday and Thursday, I think. But for Shavuos, we're going to need an Erev Shilin. For Shavuos, is going to be Friday and Shabbos. So the Shailas on Shavuos, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Masas Binyam that we have a minig, different variations of the minig, that you wait till Tzeisach Kechavim to daven Ma'ariv on Leil Shavuos because of Tmimais. Anu Chomer. They wait for Tzeisach Kechavim because of Tmimais. So the Shaila is it okay to be Mekabel Shabbos early? Because Shabbos is the second day of Shavuos. So you're davening Ma'ariv an hour before the Shkia. So is that a violation of Tmimais or not? So the Prima Godim has a discussion about that in Hilchos Shavuos. So he quotes, the Knesset HaGdolah says yes. But just like on Leil Shavuos Yom Tov Rishon, you have to wait till Tzeisach Kechavim. So the second day Shavuos is Sveka D'Yoyma, you also have to wait till Dav Ma'ariv till Tzeisach Kechavim. And the Prima Godim disagrees. He thinks, what are you talking about? We finished all the Sfira already. We don't count Sveka D'Yoyma and Sfira. So the Sfira is all over on Erev Shavuos, the real Erev Shavuos. When is Erev Shavuos? On Thursday is the last day of Sfira. So wait until Thursday night, and then you Dav Ma'ariv Thursday night, the first night Shavuos. Friday night, when you're going to daven Ma'ariv for the second day of Yom Tov, there was no Sfira Soimer. So you already have all the Tamimas. So the people going and says, you don't have to worry about Tamimas on the second day of Shavuos. So it's possible to observe this minig of the Magen Avraham, even on Shavuot, the second day of Shavuos. It can be Mekabel Shabbos Rov. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce the Takana of Sfira Soimer? What is it all about? So the Gemara has a machloikis hamaroim in the beginning of the second perek in Beitzah. What's the reason for the takana? So one opinion is that because on Yom Tov we're permitted to cook and we're permitted to carry, and people are a little bit mezalzel. The Gemara says because of the hetar echel nefesh, Yom Tov pasul lezulzuli bei. The Gemara has in the first daf in Beitzah. On that base on the base, the Gemara says Shabbos people know is strict, and Yom Tov we know is lax, so people take a lot of leniencies. So the Gemara says we're afraid that people are going to cook, people are going to do malachas on Yom Tov in an improper fashion. So we made a chizuk for the Isser malach on Yom Tov, which is a little bit roughy. So they said you're not even allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos with the Rabbanim. So people will be shocked into the realization that Yom Tov is an Isser malach. That they're not even allowed to cook for Shabbos unless they make an Erev Tav Shalom. Kal v'chomer, they're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Chol. That's one explanation the Gemara gives. Then the Gemara gives another explanation. No, you don't have to be mechazik nisim aloha on Yom Tov. People know, either they will observe or they won't observe. It's not going to help to be mechazik. The idea behind the Erev Tav Shalom is a different story. We're afraid that the Balabas that prepared so many kugels and so many challahs and whatever, matzahs and the chicken and flesh and everything, so much food for Yom Tov. And Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of simcha. Shabbos is a mitzvah of kibud v'yoni. Yom Tov, there's a bigger mitzvah of simcha. So the family may get carried away with this mitzvah of simcha. They may eat everything up on the first 2 days of Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday, and they'll leave nothing for Shabbos. They won't have anything to eat on Shabbos. So we want to make sure that we don't forget about Shabbos. That's why you have to make an Erev Tavshilin, not to be matter the Yisra Malacha, but in order not to forget to leave over food for Shabbos. Is there any difference, halacha l'maisa, what the reason for the takana was? Whether it's in order to be mechazik the Yisra Malacha on Yontif, or it's in order to be mechazik Shabbos, that you shouldn't forget and eat up all the food on Yontif, you'll be left with nothing to cover Shabbos. And the Gemara doesn't really have... Gemara thought that maybe there's a difference. The Gemara comes out, sounds like there's no difference, halacha l'maisa. So the Rosh says that maybe there is a difference. Rosh there has the shaila. On Erev Pesach, everybody's busy with 1,001 things to do. And they don't need another yoke on the head to make an Erev Tavshilin. So let's say today is not such a busy day. Maybe we can make the Erev Tavshilin today, and we'll have one thing less to take care of on Erev Yontif. Is there a din Erev Tavshilin must be made on Erev Yontif? Or must be made sometime prior to Yontif, before Yontif begins? So the Rosh says that maybe that depends on this machlokes Amoraim, what's the reason for Erev Tavshilin. If it's that you want to have a matir, so the matir can be made either on Erev Yontif or before Erev Yontif. But if the whole reason for Erev Tavshilin is you want to start preparing for Shabbos in order that when Yontif comes, you should remember not to eat up all the food. So then the Rosh says maybe that's only valid, maybe that's only meaningful if you make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif mamish. So you'll samach liyantav, so you'll remember not to eat up all the food. But if you make the Erev Tavshilin a month in advance, on Purim I'll make an Erev Tavshilin for Pesach. By the time comes Pesach, I'll forget already. If it's to be mechazik diyisim aloch and shabbos, I did my matir, and the matir is there. I have the Erev Tavshilin in the freezer. But if it's in order to remind me, I need a reminder soon before Yantav begins, not on Yantav. So that's a question. Is the question of Shulchan Aruch, how we paskin? Is an Erev Tavshilin valid if it was made prior to Erev Yontif? They used to have the riddles that they would ask children, that is, which bracha can only be recited on Wednesday or Thursday? Which bracha is only recited on Wednesday? I think this Bichas Hachama always comes out on Wednesday. Okay, so the bracha for this son is only always on a Wednesday. Which bracha can only be recited on a Wednesday or Thursday? So what animal is that? So the answer is supposed to be Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin Brach. So that's two opinions in the Rosh, whether that's really true. Is there such a halacha that the Erev Tavshilin is only good if you made it on Erev Yontif? Or is it even good if you made it before Yontif? What exactly do you have to have for Erev Tavshilin? So there are different opinions in the Mishnah, Machlekes Bisham and Bisil, and the different versions of what the Machlekes Bisham and Bisil is. In the Mishnah and Abraisa and different Tanoim over here. That's what we were speaking the other day. One opinion is Beishami Yomim Shnei Tavshilin. You have to set aside the Suda on Shabbos should be a two-course meal. It should be a Suda Chashuva that has two courses. That we were speaking about the Shnei Tavshilin on the. Did we speak about it here? Shnei Tavshilin on the Kairo. The Mishnah says Himsochim that you have to have Shnei Tavshilin, two cooked foods on the Kairo on Pesach night. So the Gemara is not sure, was that Bizman Abayi? He says that's only after Churban Abayi. So what the original Sugi is, Zman Abayis, you have to have Shnei Tavshilin, you have to eat the Shnei Tavshilin. That the Sudas Yontif should be a Sudas Leil Pesach, should be an elaborate meal. What's the definition of elaborate? A minimum of two courses. You have to have a minimum of two. If you have cooked soup and you have cooked flesh, so you have Shnei Tavshilin. You have fish, cooked fish and cooked flesh, or you have a kugel and some flesh, you have two Tavshilin. You have to have a minimum of two Tavshilin. Then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, Shnei Tavshilin, that's not on the menu for Pesach night. Shnei Tavshilin is only a takana after the Churban by Sheni, and you just have to have it on the carry, you don't have to eat it. So what is it all about? Echad zeicha lePesach veEchad zeicha lChagigah. It's not at all that you have to eat it, you just have to look at it. And then the Gemara had a further discussion, if one is zeicha lePesach, one is zeicha lChagigah, so maybe we should insist that they should both be a piece of flesh, because the Chagig and the Korban Pesach were both fleshy. The Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, it's not necessary. You can even have afilu silka v'arayza. That was the Gemara that we discussed. Rav Huna said afilu, even if you have one as beets, and one as rice, that's acceptable. And then Rava was mahadir, holding off and mupum the Rav Huna. Since his Rebbe gave that as a mashal and a shir, even beets and rice, silka v'arayza, so even if you would have shnei tavshil and a flesh, that would be a better zeichel of Pesach and zeichel of Chagig. But out of chibah to his Rebbe, so he wanted always to have in front of his eyes the memory of his Rebbe, so he was mahadar to have the Shnei Tavshilin Silka Baroizen. Then the Gemara says, you see from this practice of Rav Huna Rava, leis lachosh lahad Rabbeich Menur holds that rice, if you cook it, is bole dechimutz. So you're not choshish Rabbeich Menur. The Gemara says, that's right. No one paskens like Rabbeich Menuri. It's not a minimitis chasidus to be choshish for that. So that's what the Balamor says, and not Gemara. So where did they come up with this new meaning, not the rice on Pesach? If the Gemara says, leis lachosh, so that's what we discussed. Where does it come from? So that's one opinion in the Mishnah here, one version of Beis Shammai. Now you have to have Shnei Tavshilin. Shnei Tavshilin is the Suda Shabbos should be a Suda Chashuva. You have to pair Shnei Tavshilin and Vitz. We don't paskin like that. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin? What do you need? So the Gemara says, we paskin like Beis Hillel, but there are different versions of Beis Hillel. There's a Mishnah and a Braisa. So the Gemara says on Yud Zayin Amid Beis, we paskin like Beis Hillel, the version that appears in the Mishnah. Hilchas HaKetan Digdan Valibe de Beis Hillel. So that's a Shaila. What does that mean? Beis Hillel say in the Mishnah, you only need Tavshil Echad. You only need Tavshil Echad, that's the whole air of Tavshil. You have a cooked piece of chicken, that's the whole air of Tavshil. So Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam comes up with a new eye file. It depends what you plan to do. If you plan to bake Chalas, obviously not a Pesach. Let's say the Baal Basta has matzah mel. She plans to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos. She's going to bake some cakes with her matzah mel. So she plans to bake on Shavuot. She plans to bake challahs on Pesach. She plans to bake cakes. Then you need pas. And if you plan to cook water or soup for Shabbos, then you need tafshil. If you only plan to cook, you don't plan to bake. Let's say, I don't think my wife plans to bake any matzahs on Yom Tov for Shabbos. She's not going to bake any matzahs, period. We're buying matzahs, we're getting matzahs. I don't think she plans to bake any cakes. She doesn't make it brooks. She's not going to bake any cakes on Yom Tov for Shabbos. She's not going to bake any matzahs on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So you don't need any pas. But if it's a different Yom Tov, let's say Shavuos for Shabbos, and you may plan to bake a challah on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you may plan to bake a cake on Yom Tov Shabbos. So if you plan to do afiyah, then you need pas for the Erev Tavshil. If you plan to do bishul, then you need the tavshil. So lechatchilu and machmer for that. That's the shaila. The Ri was the nephew of the Rabbi Natam, and the Ri disagrees with the Rabbi Natam. He holds that you don't need pas for tavshil. One tavshil is enough to solve the whole problem. And mikol makom Ri, even though the Ri disagrees with his uncle Rabbi Natam, lo mela ani libi lavar al divrei dodi. I didn't have the heart to actually violate the opinion of the Rabbi Natam that you need pas v'tavshil. So therefore he says, you have to have a pas v'tavshil, the chein ama debar. And this is the minhag ha'olam that everybody does, a pas v'tavshil. So people, let's say on Erev Shavuos, when you want to make the Erev Tavshil, so people usually take a matzah and a hard-boiled egg. That's what people usually do. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not really right. You have a box of matzahs. The matzahs were not baked on Erev Yom Tov. They were not baked. The matzahs were baked months ago. Matzahs were baked 6 months ago. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you see from the Gemara and from the Shulchan Aruch that l'chatchila you should use for Erev Tavshil and something that was just cooked and baked on Erev Yom Tov specifically for Shabbos. He's not sure whether specifically for Erev Tavshilin or specifically for Shabbos, not necessarily for Erev Tavshilin. The Gemara says, but the Yevet, let's say it comes Erev Shavuos, and I'm cooking and baking everything, and I have a pot, we just finished eating the pot of soup. We just finished eating the soup, and there's a little bit of soup that we're going to throw out. There's a little bit of soup left around the bottom, some carrots, some little bit of chicken, whatever. There's a kazayas of food that we're going to throw out. No one's going to eat it. So the Gemara says, if you stuck the last minute on Erev Yom Tov, and you didn't prepare anything for Erev Tavshilin, the Gemara says you can rely on the leftover soup and the leftover chicken if you have a kazayas, everything all together. Let's say took off all the chicken, there's a lot of schmaltz left. So someone takes a spoon, he can scrape off a kazayas of schmaltz, but he doesn't plan to scrape it off. He's going to throw out the whole tinfoil with all this kazayas of schmaltz. The Gemara says if you forgot to prepare an Erev Tavshilin, so b'shas hatchak you can rely on the leftover schmaltz. That says, for the yevet you can use food that was not cooked specifically the Shem Shabbos, it was not cooked specifically the Shem Erev Tavshilin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but l'chatchila, it would appear from the Gemara that that's not right. So l'chatchila, more correct is you should use something that was baked on Erev Yom Tov, planning at least to use it for Shabbos, and maybe even l'chatchila planning to use it for the Erev Tavshilin. So that's the issue with the matzah. is it right to use lachatchila? You shouldn't really use a matzah that was baked 6 months ago. You have a box of matzah. Shabbos, but the hard-boiled egg. Hard-boiled egg is a tafshil. It's a food that was cooked. It's a tafshil. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadam. He's not happy with the hard-boiled egg because the Gemara says you have to use milsa de lo shchicha. The Gemara says on tez zayin amid aleph. When you make the erev tafshilin, you have to use as a cooked tafshil something that looks like a Shabbos dish, something that you normally, not a food that's commonly eaten all the time. Let's say I'll take Wheaties, Cheerios. They're baked. It's not raw, the box of Cheerios. What do you mean? Cheerios you eat on the weekdays. You don't eat Cheerios on Shabbos. So the one says he can't use Cheerios. Or even if it's a Michael that you eat, let's say you live in a country where they eat cooked rice all week long, they eat, they live in China. And they always eat cooked rice every day. That's his specialty. So the Gemara says you shouldn't use a Michael that you eat all the time. So the Chayyadam complains that the practice always was you take a matzah and a hard-boiled egg. So hard-boiled egg, we eat hard-boiled eggs every day. So not specifically Shabbos day. We eat hard-boiled eggs every day. So the Mishnah Berurah says that with all due respect to the Chayyadam, but the Rambam gives a mashal that you can use for Erev Tavshil, and the Rambam gives the example of a hard-boiled egg. I don't know. Maybe the Rambam, at the time the Rambam wrote his sefer, and maybe the practice was that they rarely ate hard-boiled eggs. Maybe that was a delicacy. The Chayyadam is talking, he lived in Vilna, days of the Vilna good. And he says, hard-boiled eggs people eat all week long. Nothing specifically unique about that. By us, we eat flesh every day of the week. Years ago, people couldn't afford it. They were lucky if they had flesh for Shabbos. So yeah, you set aside a piece of flesh, that's an Erev Tavshil. By us, we have chicken, we have flesh every day of the week. So what's unique? That's the shayla. So some say you should have gefilte fish. That's special for Shabbos. Or cholent, something that's kugel, something that's Shabbos dip that looks very Shabbos. The din is at the minimum for the erev tavshilin is a kazayis. There's no maximum. So you can take your mother or your wife has 6 different trays. One has gefilte fish, one has chicken, one has kugel, one has flesh, all the different things. Chopped liver, Shabbos day. So take all the 6 trays, pick them all up, and say everything's for Erev Tavshil. You don't have to take one hard-boiled egg, take all the 6 pans, and use everything for Erev Tavshil. So even if one or the other will be eaten up, as long as they have a kazayis left for Shabbos, so that's acceptable for the Erev Tavshil. One recites a bracha when you make the Erev Tavshil, and then you say a nusach that appears in the Siddur, v'hadeinei ruva, with this Erev Tavshil, and it should be mutter for us to cook and to bake and to carry and to light candles and so on and so forth on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So in the Shulchan Aruch they quote 2 opinions whether the Amira is Ma'akebes or not. You made an Erev Tavshil, you said a bracha, you have in mind that this should be matter the cooking on Yom Tov Shabbos. That's sufficient? You have it in mind? Or is it absolutely necessary that you should say it? So the 2 opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. So if one should be machmer for that opinion that you have to say it, then we have a bit of a problem. The text appears in all the Sidurim in Aramaic. Aramaic is not the vernacular here in America. The goyim in the street do not speak Aramaic. The Jews don't speak Aramaic either here in America. So that's a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchas Kriyashma writes an original Chiddush in the Bir Halacha. It says there's a machlokes Satanoim whether one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma only in the original Hebrew or even in translation. So even if one follows the view that you can recite Kriyat Shema in translation, but has so the Mishnah Berurah writes has to be an accurate translation, word for word, fine. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes an original Chiddush based on his interpretation of the Gemara that you have to speak in the vernacular, the spoken language of that country. I live here in America, so I'm going to say Kriyat Shema in French because I know French. But French is not the spoken language. I'll speak in German. German is not the spoken language here in America. So the Mishnah Berurah writes a Chiddush that that's not acceptable. Only if you're in America, you can say Kriyat Shema in English. If you're in France, you can say Kriyat Shema in French. So Aramaic is not the spoken language in any of our countries. I think there are still a couple of countries there in the Middle East where the Goyim do speak Aramaic. I don't think there are any Jews living in those countries, but the Goyim do speak Aramaic. So if you're stuck there for Yom Tov, you can make the Erev Tavshil and say Ba'adein Ayuma in Aramaic over there. But if you're over here, that's a question. If you want to be choshish for the opinion that the Amira is Miakebes and Choshish for this Mishnah Berurah writes this original Chiddush in Hilchas Kriyat Shema that Kriyat Shema Ne'emeres B'choloshen is only Sfas HaMedina. It's not the Sfas HaMedina, it's not acceptable. So then you have a problem. So here in the neighborhood, everybody knows that the old Rabbi Breuer, who passed away many years ago, 30 years ago, the Rabbi Breuer always used to make the Erev Tav Shilin, he said it in German. I understand why he said it in German in Germany, because he didn't want to rely on Aramaic. But once he moved to, then he moved to Italy. He said, Italy, German was not the spoken language. So he should have said it in Italian then. And when he moved to America, it's not Italian, it's not German. He should have said it in English. In Germany it helps. If you say, Vahadena Ruma in German, so then it's okay.
Can you explain what's the Shaitas of Kriya Shema and Erev Tav Shilin? It sounds like the Amir Erev Tav Shilin is just a das, no? It's just a formulation of your das, Kriya Shema, the Mitzvah Amira.
The two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you need Amira by Erev Tav Shilin. So one opinion, you don't need Amira, you just need Kavana. I made the Erev Tav Shilin, L'Shem, Kach. So it's already Mutter. The other opinion is no, you have to have Amira.
So if you have, is just to show your das. It's like Lishma, if you have to say it, L'Shem, it's so you don't have to say it, no?
Okay, okay.
But Kriya Shema is a din amira, it's a totally different idea.
Could be. There's room to distinguish, but it could be that it's a universal question. Whether speaking, whether a language, if you're speaking Lashna Kodesh, the Hebrew on the North Pole, South Pole, Lashna Kodesh is the international language wherever you are. But if you're speaking any other language other than Lashna Kodesh, speaking Laz, and Aramaic has a status of Laz, so then it could be that it's considered gibberish. It could be it's not considered speaking unless you're in a country where that is the spoken language. So then it comes out that you didn't say anything. You didn't say any words. You were just mumbling gibberish.
And the same thing with Bir Hametz when we say...
Same thing with Bir Hametz. Yeah, you say Kol Hamira. More correct would be either to say it in Hebrew in America, or to say it in English, right? Same shada with Kol Hamira. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Ran. Mechaber quotes this from the Ran. Even after you made the Erev Tav Shilin, you're only permitted to do malachas letzarche hasuda, the vashule, to cook, lafuye, to bake, laluke shraga, to light candles that I should be able to eat the food, leoraner, to do hatmona, latmune, or to carry food. But let's say I want to make an Erev Tav Shilin, and then I make an Erev Tav Shilin, and then I want to carry a sefer to shul on Erev Shabbos. I want to use that sefer on Shabbos. I'm going to give a shir on Shabbos afternoon. So I want to carry the sefer on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says you're not allowed to. Mechaber quotes the Ran that even after making the Erev Tav Shilin, it's only matter tzorchei hasuda. Because the Erev Tav Shilin, you began preparing the meal in advance, so you're permitted to continue preparation of the meal. But other hachanas on Yom Tov for Shabbos would not be permissible. What if you want to do a hachan on Yom Tov for Shabbos, which doesn't constitute a melacha at all? Let's say we're going to have a shir on Friday night in my home, on Shabbos afternoon. And on the second day Yom Tov, even with an Erev Tav Shilin, you're not allowed to make any hachanas on the first day, on Thursday for Shabbos. Only on Friday for Shabbos. That's also on Shulchan Aruch, the Farish. Even with the Erev Tav Shilin. The simple reason is Pasha, because Yom Tov Deraisa is on Thursday. Friday is only a Yom Tov Derabanan. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're not making an Erev Tav Shilin now. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're not allowed to do any Malacha on Thursday for Shabbos. Even though we live in Chutz Lortz, and by us it's 2 days Yom Tov, we made an Erev Tav Shilin. But on the level of Deraisa, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's not Shabbos Yom Tov Asmuchim Zalazeh. Friday is Chalamot. Yom Tov is Thursday. So the Pasha Pshat and you're not allowed. That's not the official reason that they give in Shulchan Aruch. The official reason the Magen Avraham gives is based on a Gemara in Pesachim there that Shvus Kerei Vehitiru, Shvus Rechoy Galei Hitiru. That the Erev Tav Shilin is only Matir to do Malacha on Friday for Shabbos because it's close to Shabbos. Shvus Rechoy Galei Hitiru. It's too far away. So that's why it's a little questionable. Let's say you want to cook food on Thursday night for Shabbos. Thursday night is the second day Yom Tov. Wednesday night is the first day Yom Tov. Thursday night is the second day Yom Tov. It's not the first day Yom Tov. Thursday night is the second day Yom Tov, but it's not the Erev Shabbos yet. Erev Shabbos is in the daytime. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Erev Shabbos that the mitzvah of Ahoy Be'emach Shish Ve'echinu Eser She'yaviyu, the mitzvah to prepare on Friday for Shabbos is on Erev Shabbos in the morning. He says if you set the table on Thursday night, some women like to set the table on Thursday night for Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah is not happy with that. He thinks that they're not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. So it's only b'yom hashishi on Friday in the daytime. So that's really a question. If you made an erev tavshilin, are you allowed to cook on Thursday night for Shabbos? If the reason why we don't allow cooking on Thursday for Shabbos is because Thursday is Yom Tov Deraisa, the Thursday night is only Yom Tov Derabbanan. But if the reason is the official reason that we quote in Shulchan Aruch, because Shavuos Karayi Behitivu, Shavuos Rechoki Lo Yitiru, so it could be that what that means is that we only allow you to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos because you're in fulfillment of that mitzvah. And the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that's only on Friday in the daytime, not on Thursday night.
Shouldn't that depend on what
you're doing? Like some people like to make soup, so it takes 24
hours
to
cook
it.
So you can't say
that
the Achana for Shabbos is not on Friday. It's something they need 24 hours to cook.
You
can't start
it
on Friday.
Could be. I don't know. Could be. There is, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. His grandson was named after him. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger was named after the grandfather. So he abridged. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger has long tshuvas. So his grandson did us a favor. He abridged over 1,000 tshuvas and he put them in a thin little sefer called Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. Over 1,000 tshuvas, I think it's 1,200 tshuvas by his grandfather. So in one of those brief tshuvas from Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, it sounds a little bit, it doesn't say explicitly, it sounds like he's implying like that even with an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to prepare on Yom Tov and Shabbos on the second night Yom Tov, only in the daytime. Could be that there's room to distinguish between some acholim and others, and could be that not. That's questionable.
If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that you need to have specific ma'afel for each malacha that you're going to do, so then can we make Erev Tavshilin with candles also? If the whole thing's on the bishraga.
Yeah, we don't do that. There's one opinion in the Tanoim that depending on how many macholim you plan to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, that's how many macholim you have to have for the Erev Tavshilin. If you plan to cook four different things, soup and chicken and flesh and fish, then you have to have four macholim in the Erev Tavshilin. We don't pasken like that. We pasken one machol covers everything. So you're asking, but if the Rabbeinu Tam says you need a pas if you plan to bake, and you need a tavshil if you plan to cook, so what if you plan to ben shlich? So you should need something else in addition. But apparently not. That we're not concerned about.
So if you don't need a mirror for it, and when the wife and the mother is cooking everything for Yom Tov, and she just has them on, everything I cook is also very professional. That works.
Okay.
Yeah. So if she had them on, whenever I cook forever, the rest of my life, everything is for the air professional. I have that in mind. And then you never forget the air professional.
Meanwhile, when she's cooking before Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov, we're machmen to make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov. Whatever she's cooking on Erev Yom Tov, she should have in mind that this is going to be for Shabbos. Okay, so that's your Erev Tavshilin? Okay. So here's a new shayla. Let's say I want to do some hachana on Yom Tov for Shabbos, which has nothing to do with eating food, but it doesn't involve the malacha. If you want to carry a sefer on Friday for Shabbos because you're going to give a shiur on Shabbos afternoon in shul, so that you're not, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do that. There were those who passed against the Shulchan Aruch. That's what it says in the text of the Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Rad. Any malacha other than Tzorche Suda, Tzorche Achila, is not mutarai there. Tavshin. What if I want to, let's say I'm giving a shiur on Leil Shabbos or Shabbos afternoon in my home, and I want to bring all the chairs on Friday for Shabbos, not carrying the chairs in the street. I'm taking the chairs from my basement on Yom Tov to set up the chairs for Shabbos afternoon. Is that permissible? Or let's say the gabbayim in the shul, here in the yeshiva we don't really have official gabbayim. It's all done ad hoc, voluntary basis. But a gabbayim in the shul is supposed to have the responsibility to shtel the Sefer Torah. He's not supposed to come to Shabbos morning and start to roll. The Sefer Torah is in Dvarim, so you start rolling into Parashat Tzav. It's supposed to be rolled up before. So let's say everybody's sitting in shul before they daven mincha on Friday afternoon, and the gabbayim take out the Sefer Torah. They want to roll the Sefer Torah to the right place where you're going to lay in tomorrow morning's Kriyas HaTorah. Is that permissible? That's not Tzorche Suuda, but on the other hand, it's not a malacha at all. So maybe you only need an Erev Tavshilin when you plan to do a malacha. You don't plan to do a malacha. Maybe it's Tam Mutar. Maybe you're permitted to do achana. So that's Rabbi Kivega has that in a few places. He has it on the Mishnayis, in Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah Masechah Shabbos talks about the possibility of Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. Today in our present calendar it never happens, but in the days of the Tanaim it did happen. To have Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, so the Gemara talks about are you allowed to make the beds on Shabbos for Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur for Shabbos, which way is a mutter, which way is a rasa? So Rabbi Kivega says, what do you mean? But obviously there's no air of Tavshilin, you're not allowed to cook not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. So you see from that Mishnah that if what you're doing is not a malach at all, it's just an act of hachana, so you're not allowed to be mechin liyant of lachol, you're not allowed to set up the chairs on Shabbos afternoon from a lava malke, you're not allowed to put on a suit on Shabbos afternoon because you have a date on Matzoy Shabbos or something that you're not allowed to do. But to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos, since Shabbos is a higher level of Kedusha. So you see from the Mishnah in Masechah Shabbos that's mutter. Rabbi Kivega has it in Shulchan Aruch also, he talks about rolling the Sefer Torah. So the Magen Avraham has different opinions. And one opinion is, if you made an Erev Tavshilin, then you're allowed to shtel the Sefer Torah. If you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to. Then other Rachaim say, wrong. Even if you did make an Erev Tavshilin, since shteling the Sefer Torah is not Tzorchei Hasuda, so the Erev Tavshilin doesn't help. Rabbi Kivega says they're both wrong. Since rolling the Sefer Torah is not a malach at all, it's only merely an act of achana, so for that you don't even need an Erev Tavshilin. It's mutter to prepare a Yom Tov Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. The nusach that they have in the Siddur, when you say the Erev Tavshilin, they say should be mutter to cook and to bake lon al-chol adarim b'irazos, all the people living in that city. So that last line, lon al-chol adarim b'irazos, that's only for the rabbi to say. The Gemara says that the rabbi in every community has a responsibility to make life easier for his balabatim. So the rabbi, the Gemara says an Erev, and the rabbi has the responsibility to see to it that he should make an Erev whenever it's feasible, whenever it's possible, that the people should be allowed to carry. And the Gemara says here, the rabbi has the responsibility to make the Erev Tavshilin on behalf of all of his balabatim. So if I make, the rabbi sets aside an Erev Tavshilin, he should give it to someone else to be kind of shutfis for all the people in the city who may possibly forget. See, if the rabbi makes an Erev Tavshilin for everybody, and the rabbi made his Erev Tavshilin 10 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, so then when the balabas comes home from his work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he makes an Erev Tavshilin, he's saying a bracha l'batola. The rabbi made, he did zoch l'yod m'shleim b'fana. He's already covered. So the answer is, the balabas doesn't want to have a bracha l'batola. So it's a chayva, it's not a schus. What if you did an act of zoch l'yod m'shleim b'fana for someone? Then when he finds out about it, he says, no, thank you, I'd rather not have. I want to have mitzvah bo yosem m'shlucha. I want to make my own Erev Tavshilin. So the rabbi's Erev Tavshilin is really only on behalf of those balabatim who may possibly forget. Whoever's going to remember to make an Erev Tavshilin, so the rabbi's doing a disservice to me. He's stealing the mitzvah from me. But on behalf of those balabatim who will turn out that they're going to forget, so he's doing an act of zoch l'yadim shleim b'fana. So the Gemara says you have to be mezakeh a shutfis. That's the Gemara has like that beferish. You have to be mezakeh a shutfis. That's a Gemara in Erevin. The Tosis quotes it over here in Beitz on the Tezayin of Beitz. You have to give over the Erev Tavshilin to someone else. They should pick it up and kind of shutfis on behalf of all the Jews who live Teichat Chum. And then the rabbi says, Lano l'chala darim b'irazos. But a private person is making his own Erev Tavshilin, is not mezakeh for others. So it doesn't make sense to say, Lano l'chala darim b'irazos. They don't have a shutfis in it, so it doesn't help. The Erev Tavshilin is not needed for the husband and for the wife and for the nine children, for the nine children-in-law, for all the 28 grandchildren. You don't need an Erev Tavshilin each and every person individually. You assume it's one to a family. Once the family made an Erev, someone in the family made an Erev Tavshilin, so all the members of the family are covered. This is never discussed in the Gemara, but that's what the commentaries on the bottom of the page in the Shulchan Aruch assume. They even assume if you have a guest who's only visiting there temporarily, the guest doesn't live there. The Gemara has sometimes a din of achsenoi. An Erev in the Gemara has. If he stays for more than 30 days, he's called a Ben Abba, one of the Bnei Abayis. If he's only visiting for less than 30 days, then he's called an Achsenoi. He's not one of the Bnei Abayis. So here, the Poskim assume, even though the guest is only coming for less than 30 days, it's only going to be for the first day's Yontif, not going to be for the last day's Yontif. Nonetheless, since for this Yontif he's here, so he's considered one of the Bnei Abayis, and they don't have to make their own Erev Tavshilin. All the Bnei Abayis are included. I don't know if you have a hotel, I don't think that's the case. If you have, let's say, 500 people eating in a hotel, I don't think it's considered one big happy family. I think even though the guests are not cooking or baking or carrying any food, but the guests want to bench lift. So that's what Tosis has two opinions. In order to bench lift, do you require an Erev Tavshilin or not? Because the nusach that we say is, la luk yishrago. with this Erev Tav Shilin, we should be permitted to light candles Letzorach HaShabbos. So from the text of the Erev Tav Shilin, sounds like even the Hadlikas HaNeris, you have to have an Erev Tav Shilin. And the other Rishonim say no, in order to light one candle, or maybe even to light two candles, for that you don't need an Erev Tav Shilin. Only if you want to light a lot of candles around the whole house, that's Lalukei Shraga. But to light the two basic candles, that's a Takanas Chacham, to have Hadlikas HaNeris, so for that you don't need an Erev Tav Shilin. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, let's say the family doesn't plan to lift a finger, they're not going to do any malachas at all. The only malacha they're going to do, let's say guests in a hotel, the only malacha they're going to do is going to be that they're going to bench lift on Yom Tov and Shabbos. So since it's a sfeika d'din, it's two opinions in Tosfos whether you need an Erev Tav Shilin, so they should make an Erev Tav Shilin b'li bracha. It's interesting. Why b'li bracha? Why don't you say, make an Erev Tav Shilin just in case you'll decide to cook. No, but you know in advance you don't plan to cook. Absolutely, you're not going to cook. You're not going to lift a finger to cook anything. So it says, if you don't plan to cook, you only plan to bench lift, and that's the sfeika d'dina. Whether you need Erev Tav Shilin for that, so you make an Erev Tav Shilin b'li bracha. Yeah, what happens if a person forgot to make the Erev Tav Shilin on Erev Yontav on Wednesday? So the Gemara says b'feirish that we in Chutz Lo'etz observe Yontav Sheni Shel Golias. That's b'teres sfeika d'yodin. We have a niman of shach. It's not that both days are Kodesh. 2 days Rosh Hashanah is called Kedusha Achas. There is no Miman of Shach. They're both Kodesh. But the 2 days Yontif, Thursday and Friday, 2 days Yontif, is not Kedusha Achas. One is Kodesh and one is Chol. And so if you forgot to make the Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday, so the Gemara says you can make the Erev Tav Shilin on Thursday, ala Tanai, Miman of Shach. The Gemara says you say a Tanai, set aside the Erev Tav Shilin. Then you say, if today is Yontif and tomorrow is Chol, so tomorrow is Chol, so I don't need an Erev Tav Shilin. Like an Eretz Yisrael, they don't need an Erev Tav Shilin. They cook on Friday for Shabbos, they cook on Chol HaMoed for Shabbos. And if today is Erev Yontif and tomorrow is Chol, is Yontif, so on Erev Yontif, I'm allowed to make an Erev Tav Shilin. So you make, if one forgot to make the Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday, then the Gemara says you make the Erev Tav Shilin on a Thursday, and Rabbi Kivega, Allah Tanai, and then Rabbi Kivega adds on from the Shittim Kubetz is here in Beitza, then in such a situation you should make the Erev Tav Shilin b'li bracha. Because you made it Allah Tanai. Maybe today is Yontav and tomorrow is Chol, so I don't even need an Erev Tav Shilin. So if you make it explicitly Allah Tanai, then he says you say without it. You make it without a bracha. So that's a question. So even if you make the Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday, why don't you say you should make it without a bracha? It's also a suffix. So that's a good question. Then clearly you do say a bracha. So that's why some disagree with Rabbi Kivega. They all even make the Erev Tav Shilin on Thursday, Allah Tanai. You also say a bracha, but Rabbi Kivega quotes the Shidim Kubetz says that it's not so. That when you make the Erev Tav Shilin on Thursday, you should make b'li bracha. I remember we were once in Eretz Yisrael for Shemini Atzeres, and it was 2 days Yontif. Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah were Thursday and Friday. We decided to daven in the great synagogue on Leil Shemini Atzeres. And someone ran across from the hotel. All the people who run the Sheraton Hotel, all the people are Israelis, but all the guests are from Chutz Lo'etz. So the guests were all observing 2 days Yontif, so they needed an Erev Tav Shilin Misafik for Hadlokas HaNeiros. And the Mashgiach forgot to make an Erev Tav Shilin because in Eretz Yisrael nobody's making any Erev Tav Shilin. For them it's only 1 day Yontif, and tomorrow is called, there's no issue. So they ran across the street to the shul, they asked the rabbi, what do they do? It's already Leil Shemini Atzeres, they forgot to make the Erev Tav Shilin. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Shaila never happens. Because when it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, the only time they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, so the Gemara says, you cannot make the Erev Tav Shilin on the first day for the second day, Mimon of Shach, because it's Kedusha Achas. It's not a Mimon of Shach. And 2 days Yontav, they never have. So they never have the Shaila. So the rabbi didn't know what to do. So he asked me, what do you do? So I said, Chutzlah happens all the time. And Sagamara. It's a Gemara that you make, it never comes up, Allah Almighty. So he forgot the Gemara. But that's the din of the Gemara. You can make the Erev Tav Shilin. If you forgot to do on Erev Yontif, you can make the Erev Tav Shilin on the first day Yontif, Allah tonight.
That kasha of why you make a bracha on Wednesday is only a kasha dependent on if you pass in like Rabba or Chistik. If you hold that the whole thing is just a hecker, so then and you're let, the rush is not kamina. If you're allowed to do it early, so then we would make a bracha even if you do it early.
But the question is, how can you say a bracha if you do it earlier? Every Erev Tav Shilin is like Allah Tanai. I only need an Erev Tav Shilin if Friday is Yontif. But if Thursday is Yontif, then Friday is Chol. So let's say make the Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday. But it's only on the tzad that Thursday is Chol and Friday is Yom Tov. So every Erev Tav Shilin, whenever you have 2 days in a row, whenever it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so it's always going to be Allah Tanai. But you don't say that Tanai. If you make the Erev Tav Shilin on Thursday, then you say that Tanai. If you make the Erev Tav Shilin on Wednesday, you don't say that Tanai. But it's self-understood that it is Allah Tanai. So that's the Kasha. Why does Rabbi Kivege quote the Shein Mukubetzes? If you make the Erev Tav Shilin on Thursday, Allah Tanai, you don't say a bracha, so you should never say a bracha.
If we require to make Erev Tav Shilin Davka Erev Yom Tov, so why do we allow it on Wednesday? Since it might not be... Should Davka have to make the Erev Tav Shilin on the first day of Yom Tov?
It's a cute kasha, but it's not so. Wednesday is Erev Yom Tov. Okay. Okay, so don't forget to make your Erev Tav Shilin. Good. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about Sviras HaOmer. There is a mitzvah in the Torah to count Sviras HaOmer, but there is a contradiction between the way the Sviras HaOmer is described in Parshas Emor and in Parshas Re'eh. In one of the Parshas it says, Shiv Shavuos Tispalach, you should count 7 weeks. The other Parshas says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you should count 50 days, count 49 days. So which is it? Do you count the days or do you count the weeks? Abai comes up with a fantastic teretz. So that's why dinim. Mitzvah the mimni yomi, mitzvah the mimni shavuot. It's a mitzvah to count the days and a mitzvah to count the weeks. The Gemara Chagigah has a very interesting insight into this halacha. The Gemara Chagigah says that if you didn't bring the karbonis, let's say, oilas riyah shalme Chagigah is supposed to bring on the first day Pesach. If you didn't bring it on the first day Pesach, you have tashlum in kol shiva. Supposed to bring on the first day Sukkot. So if you didn't bring on the first day Sukkot, you have Tashlumin through Shmini Atzeres. You can even do Tashlumin and Shmini Atzeres. What about Shavuos? There is no Chalamoid Shavuos. There's a misprint in the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tvilo. And a Chalamoid Shavuos, you say Yalav Yava in the Shmini Atzeres. There is no Chalamoid Shavuos. So it's a misprint. Okay, the Rambam made a mistake or the printer made a mistake. There ain't no such thing as Chalamoid Shavuos. So the question is, if you didn't bring the Karbanos on the first day Shavuos, so that's it. So there's no Tashlumin. So the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says in Chagigah, the six days immediately following Shavuos, you can bring the Oil of Sri and the Shalom Chagigah as Tashlumin for Shavuos. The Gemara says, how do you know that that's so? It's not Shavuos anymore. How do you know? So the Gemara there in Chagigah quotes this as one of the sources. That when you count Sviras HaOmer, the Gemara understands that Sviras HaOmer is for the purpose of being Koveya Shavuos. We are establishing Shavuos by Sviras HaOmer. So Mitzvah the Mimne Yoime, we should count days to establish Shavuos as a Yontav of 1 day. And the Mitzvah the Mimne Shavuos, we count the weeks in order to establish Shavuos as a Yontav of a whole week long. So Yontav of Shavuos is 1 day that we know of. That's on the calendar. It's 1 day Yisim Halacha, 1 day you bring the Musafim on Shavuos. With respect to which halacha do you have that Shavuos is a whole week? So by the Hasidim, they celebrate a whole week, they don't say Tachna. Yeah, where they get that from? So they got it from this Gemara. The Gemara says you can do Tashlumin if you didn't bring the Oil of Sri and the Shalom Chagigah. On the first day Shavuos, there is only 1 day Shavuos in the Beis Hamikdash. If you didn't bring on Shavuos, you have the next 6 days because all 7 days are considered a yantiv. It's a yantiv of a day and it's a yantiv of a week at the same time. That's the shaila. What about Bizman HaZeh? Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kayam. So the whole Nafkamina is not relevant by the Hasidim. It is relevant. They're going to leave out Tachnun. Leaving out Tachnun is not a din deraisa. So on the level of deraisa, there's no relevance in declaring that yantiv Shavuos is a whole week long. So it does make sense to count the weeks today. So maybe we should say today there's only a mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer to count the days. The mitzvah of the Bimni Yom is still around. You have to count Sviras HaOmer the days to establish Shavuos as a 1 day holiday v'isa malacha. But to count the weeks to establish Shavuos as a week, a yantiv of a whole week long, then again to tashlum is irrelevant. So that's a Gemara in Menachos, where the Gemara says, Ameimar mani yomer v'loy mani shavui. Ameimar only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. So in our Girsa in the Gemara, it says the explanation is given differently. But other Rishonim had a different Girsa, Rabbeinu Yerucham had a different Girsa. That was his Girsa. But his mana said there's a mitzvah to count the days, to establish Shavuos as a yontav of 1 day, but there's no longer a mitzvah to count the weeks, because that's only relevant, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakai. So the Mela the Hasidim should say Tachnu. Bizman HaMikdash, when you count the weeks min haTorah, so they establish Shavuos as a whole week to get to Tashlumin for the Oyla Shvi and the Shana Chagiga. So then it's also a Yontav of a whole week long, but again, they're not saying Tachma. But as man is there, if you're not counting weeks min haTorah, you only count the days, you don't count the weeks, so you should say Tachnun after that. Our Girsa in the Gemara is not so. Other Rishonim don't make such a distinction between the mitzvah to count the days, mitzvah to count the weeks. They don't distinguish between Mizman HaMikdash and not. The other Rishonim have a different Girsa in the Gemara. Amei Mamani Yomi V'lo Mani Shavui. Amei only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. He's masking with Abaye. Abaye said Pshat in the Chumash. You have a contradiction between the way Sfiras Omer is presented in Parshas and more, and the way it's presented in Parshas Re'eh. And one it says Tisperu Chamishim Yom, one it says Shiva Shavuos Tispalach. So Abai says you count both. So Amema says, yeah, that's Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayom, and you brought the Mincha Sa'omer. So then Sfira Sa'omer was their Raisa. Because it says, Miyom, Sfarat Melchem Rechasar Shabbos, Miyom HaViyachem Sa'omer HaTnufa. So Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayom, and they brought the Mincha Sa'omer on the first day Chalamay Pesach. So then you start counting Sfira Sa'omer their Raisa. But Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, there is no Miyom HaViyachem Sa'omer HaTnufa. So the whole Sfira Sa'omer is only mid the Rabbanon, Legamre. Not Sfira Saima on the days is their ice, on the weeks is it doesn't exist. That's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim's Girsa. And that's not the Girsa that we have. We have our Meimer claims all of Sfira Saima is only the Rabbanon. So since there's only a Zecher, LeMikdash, you don't have to make a Zecher 100% the way they did it. You should leave out a little bit to demonstrate out the Rabbi that it's not their ice. That's what Tosis writes in Megillah and Afchof and Mebeis. There are many gears that right after we finish counting Sfira Saima, we add a Tefillah. Why do we recite that in conjunction with the Sfira Sa'imer? What's the connection? The Torah says, because we assume that Sfira Sa'imer Bizman is Lav Derais, and because we didn't bring them in Chasa'imer, so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day should come that the Beis HaMikdash should be back again, we should bring them in Chasa'imer, and Sfira Sa'imer should become again a Din Derais. That's how Tosfos read the Gemara. That Sfira Saima Bizman is the Rabbanon. Because Ameim Amani Yom Elan Mani Shavir Yom HaZecha LeMikdash.
But I think it's a contradiction between the Sukkim. Why don't we say that we have to
Hashem Chatzal Hashem?
You could say
that.
Or like the other one, like,
oh, is it? Reb Leizer holds either A or B, but we pass like Reb Yeshua, that you have to you don't say optional, either A or B, you have to combine the two together. So we're not going to say Chatzi Chatzi. After the time, you have a better answer. There's a better way to resolve it. There's no contradiction in the first place. You do both. Yeah. So the Gemara says we don't follow our Meimar, who only counted the days that didn't count the weeks. Our Bana the Be'er of Ashi counted the days and the weeks. So what do they do with our Meimar's argument? Our Meimar says he only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. And he also says that's only the Rabbanon. So it's enough if you make a Zecha and a Mikdash partially. Or Bedavki should not make a full Zecha to demonstrate that it's only the Rabbanon. Why don't we follow our Meimar? So here are the different interpretations in the Rabbanon de Be'er Avashi. Why do we count both the days and the weeks? So the Baal HaMor writes in the end of Psochem, the Rif on the last page of Psochem quotes the Rif and the Ran and the Baal HaMor and the Raivet, they quote all the halachas of Sfira Saima. So the Baal HaMor writes over there, Meikar Adin, the din is really like our Meimar. You only have to count the days, you don't have to count the weeks. Look, it doesn't cost any extra money. You don't have a sore throat. So you may as well say the weeks also. You're not losing anything. That's how the Baal HaMor says. Rabbanon de Be'er Avashi counted the days and the weeks, but Mikra didn't they agree with Ameima. You really don't have to count the weeks. Other Rishonim disagree. No. Ameima thought because it's only the Rabbanon it's enough to count the days and not to count the weeks. And Rabbanon de Be'er Avashi hold no. You should make a Zecha HaMikdash to count the days and the weeks exactly the same as they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. That's what we usually assume. That Bizman HaZeh Sfira Saima is the Rabbanon, and the Takana was to do exactly as they did in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Gaonim and the Rambam understood the Gemara's conclusion differently. Ameimar only counted the days and not the weeks. Because he said it's only made the Rabbanon Bizman HaZeh Zecha LaMikdash. So you don't make a full Zecha, you only make a partial Zecha. And we don't paskin like him, we paskin Sfira Saima Bizman HaZeh as their Isa. So that's why you have to have the whole thing, the Yomim with the Shavuos. So that's, you look in the Rambam got it from the Goyim. He never mentions a word that Bizman is there. Sfira Saima is only the Rabbanon. The Rambam counts it like the Goyim. My real mitzvah and a Torah Bizman is there. So what's talking in Kudus HaMachlekes over here, where the Sfira Saima Bizman is there, the Raisa, the Rabbanon, that the Shulchan Aruch follows the Tosfos, that Sfira Saima Bizman is there, is only the Rabbanon. And the Rambam follows the Goyim that Sfir Sam Bibizman is as the rice. What do you do with the Pasuk? Yom HaViyachem Esayim HaTufa. So in the yeshivas, everybody says over B'Shem Rab Chaim, and then they have V'Yod Yesh Lailah. They say the name of Rab Chaim. What would be the din B'Zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYekayim? For some reason or another, one year, they didn't bring the Minchas HaOmer. By mistake, by hook or by crook, something came up, they didn't bring the Minchas HaOmer. So that year, Sfiras HaOmer would be Labda Raisa. So you can say Benichus, so that year Sfiras HaOmer would be Labda Raisa. So Rab Chaim said, it's me, that year Sfiras HaOmer would be Labda Raisa. He found it hard to believe. So he said, he doesn't think that Sfiras HaOmer the Raisa depends on actual Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer B'Poel Mamish, it depends on the Chiyuv Hakrovas Minchas HaOmer. This mancha based on Mikdash Kayam, there's a chiyuv akrobas minchas haimer. So the chiyuv to bring the minchas haimer is mechayiv and sfiras haimer. So the shayla is this mancha ain't based on Mikdash Kayam. Is there a chiyuv akrobas akrobanas? Just our hands are tied. The Arabs won't let us bring any karbanas there. They'll start a whole world war. Or do you say no? This mancha ain't based on Mikdash Kayam. There is no chiyuv akrobas minchas haimer. So Rab Chaim thought this should depend on the machlekes whether kitchalasi lova or kitchalasi lova. Machlekes Satanoim and a Machlekes the Rambam and the Raivid and Hilchas Beis Abchira, the Rambam Paskins, the Damokam Amigdosh. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis Amigdosh, he said it was Kitchelosi Lovoi, and the Damokam Amigdosh retained its Kedusha all along. It was never Paka, the Kedusha Samigdosh. And the Raivid disagrees, and he says it's not so. The Raivid says that even if the rest of Eretz Yisrael was Kitchelosi Lovoi, but the Kedusha Samigdosh was like Kitchelosi Lovoi. So when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no Kedusha. When the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was Vaita no Kedusha. And when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, we'll have to be Mekadosh all over again. So Rab Chaim thought that Lechor is the Machlokes, where the Sfiras HaMikdash is Manas as the Raisa. So the Rambam is Lishito so. The Rambam is one of Paskins and Perek Vav and Hilchos Beis HaBchira, that Kitchelosi Lovoi, and therefore Makriven Afal Pishen Bayis. So Bizman Azeh, even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, even though the Arabs are there, they don't let the Jews bring karbonis, but theoretically there is a chiyuv to bring the Mincha Soimah. So because there's a chiyuv, so that's why there's a chiyuv of Sfir Soimah deraisa. It doesn't depend on the actual Hakrovas Mincha Soimah b'poel mamash. And the Balei HaTosfos are working on, that's what Rab Chaim suggested, Balei HaTosfos are working on the assumption that lo kitcha lo si lovay. That's questionable. Balei HaTosfos agree with the Raivid. It's the question whether that's so. If you all like kitchel asalava, then Bizman Azeh, there's no chiyuv hakrova minchas haomer. So there's no chiyuv hakrova, and there's no hakrova, there's no chiyuv hakrova. So it's not miyom haviyachem esayim hatnufa. That's how they say b'shem Rab Chaim. Others give a different suggestion. Based on another topic. The Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Kiddushin has the rule that women are not obligated to observe mitzvahs haseh shazman grama. Mitzvahs lo yiseh shazman grama. Hishva kosev yishelish l'chol onshin shabbat Torah. The women are just as obligated as the men. But when it comes to mitzvahs haseh shazman grama, so the women are not mechuyiv. So the Mishnah gives a few examples of a mitzvah haseh shaloy hazman grama. So women are mechuyiv in makeh, women are mechuyiv in mezuzah. These are mitzvahs haseh shaloy hazman grama. So the Ramban gives you a more detailed list of mitzvahs that the women are mechuyev, mitzvahs that women are not mechuyev. The Ramban there on Kiddushin writes, one of the mitzvahs haseh shaloy hazman grama that the women are just as obligated as the men is sfiras haomer. So it doesn't make any sense. Sfiras haomer. Ein lecha zman grama godel mizeh. You're counting the days. Of course it's zman grama. How can the Ramban say that it's not a mitzvah haseh shaloy hazman grama? So some achrenim suggest that it's a misprint in the Ramban. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say a lot of years. It's a misprint and don't waste your time breaking your head over it. It's just a misprint, there's no way to explain it. And the Chuvus of the Divrei Malkiel has exactly the same stages of thought that Rav Soloveitchik had. First he writes, it's a misprint. And then later he thought about it, he said, maybe it's not a misprint. After many years, Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe it's not a misprint. Maybe it does make sense. Maybe what he means to say is that the women are mechuyev to preserve Shavuos, and the Sfiras HaOmer is not to be kodeh Shavuos. That was the Gemara Chagiga, that you can't mitzvah the mim liyomi to be kodeh Shavuos as a yontav of a day, mitzvah the mim li Shavui to be kodeh Shavuos as a yontav of a week. So since the women are mechuyev in Shavuos, So maybe that's why the women are mechuyev in Sfirasayim, because Sfirasayim is in order to lead up to Shavuos. And maybe other local Sfaris, maybe that's what the Ramban, maybe Ramban is not a misprint. Maybe you should say. Maybe it is correct what it says, that Sfirasayim is not a mitzvah sasei shas magrav. So there's another interpretation for this Ramban. Why Sfirasayim is not a mitzvah sasei shas magrav? This interpretation is famous from the Akrainim, but it says in Rishon also. The Shaila is, let's say, Bichas Hachama. Speaking of the devil. Bichas Hachama. Women, Mechuyev, and Bichas Hachama. Is it a mitzvah sasei shas magrav? It's only once every 28 years. No, but that's not a mitzvah sasei shas magrav. Let's say Kiddush Levana. Is that a mitzvah sasei shas magrav? You look in the Luach, it tells you can only say Kiddush Levana between this day and that day. That's a magrav. Or do you say no? There's a clock that the clock is ticking away on the moon. Someone wound up the moon and it disappears and it reappears based on a system, a time system. The Rebbe Shlom wound up a clock and the sun comes back to its original spot, whatever, on the Wednesday of Brias Olam. So that's run on that's Zman Grama, that the moon and the sun come back to its original spot. But now the din is Haroya Levana b'chidusha has to say a bracha. Haroya Chama b'chidusha says a bracha. So that's not a Zman Grama. When I see the moon b'chidusha, when I see the sun b'chidusha, I recite the bracha. That's not Zman Grama. Zman Grama causes that the moon is renewing, that the sun is renewing. But what's Machai mean to say the bracha is not the Zman. What's Machai mean is the Haroya Levana b'chidusha, Haroya Chama b'chidusha. That's why the Gemara says that women, and the Gemara says that women used to say Kiddush Levana. Shulchan Aruch, they quote, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shalosh. Shalosh gives a whole reason why women shouldn't say Kiddush Levan. But the Gemara says, Nashi Didan, our wives say Kiddush Levan. That's what it says in the Gemara. So this idea is what the Achrayim say about Sfira Simon. Shaila is, when the Pasuk says, Esfrat Malachem, Mimachas HaShabbos, Miyam HaViyachem, Asayim HaTnufo, you count from the day on which you bring the Mincha Simon. What does that mean? Tez Zayin Nissen is Mechayiv and Minchas HaOmer. Minchas HaOmer is a Zman Grama. That's a Chayvus HaTzibur. That's not a Chayvus HaYochid. You can't say whether women are Chayiv or Potter in Minchas HaOmer. Minchas HaOmer is a Chayvus HaTzibur. The Bez Nogal has the Tzibur that is brought. So the Shaila is, Tez Zayin Nissen, the calendaric Zman of Tez Zayin Nissen is Mechayiv and Minchas HaOmer. What's Mechayiv and Sfira HaOmer? They say, HaKrovas Minchas HaOmer is Mechayiv and the Sfira. Or they say, no, that's a description of the day. Miyom HaVayachem, Asayim HaTnufo, Yom Tezayin Nissen, which is the day on which you bring, normally you bring the Mincha Soimer. So Tezayin Nissen is Mechayiv and Sfira Soimer. So if Tezayin Nissen is Mechayiv, then Sfira Soimer is Zman Grama. But if Tezayin Nissen is Mechayiv in Mincha Soimer, and HaKrovas Mincha Soimer, in turn, is Mechayiv in Sfira Soimer, then it should not be a Zman Grama. So that's what the Achrayim have, this popular idea. That's not called, the Avnei Neza has this based on the Turi Evan. It's only called Zman Grama if Zman is directly Mechayiv in a specific mitzvah. But Zman is Mechayiv in something else. And that something else is Mechayiv in a mitzvah that's indirectly controlled by Zman. That's not labeled as mitzvah saseh, shah Zman Grama. So that's what, it's interesting, this appears in one of the Rishonim. The Maram Chalavah has a sefer on Psochim, Mishneh Berurah. And Will Spesach quotes a lot from this Maram Chalav. We have it. He reversed the Mishneh Berurah, reversed the Psak Kamat on every page in the Shulchan Aruch. So he reversed it based on new Svarim that were printed during his lifetime. So he got excited about the Maram Chalav and the Or Zaruah and the Tisrei HaRosh and the Meiris. He gets all excited. So when the Maram Chalav passed away, so we have a manuscript that's written by his son. His father just passed away and he feels so bad. His father was such a big Talmud Chacham, he had so much Torah. He's going to sit and write down everything that he heard from his father now, right after Shiva. Otherwise, he's going to forget it. So we only have one page. This Shtigal Torah. The Maram Chalva said this. This famous Torah from the Achrayim, this the Maram Chalva's son quotes this in the name of the father. That he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban said that. He didn't think that it's a misprint in the Ramban. Not a Tosef. He says the Ramban writes that Sfira Simon is a mitzvah sasei. Shaloi has man grama, and he asks, it doesn't make any sense. Ein lecha zman grama gadol mizeh. So he gives this answer that tezayin nisan is mechayiv and hakrovas haomer, and hakrovas haomer is mechayiv and sfiras haomer. So that, since it's indirect, Only time it's called Zman Gromah is if the Zman is Mechayib directly in the mitzvah. It's not Mechayib directly in the mitzvah, that's not called Zman Gromah.
Why do we count that night? If you wouldn't really bring the carbon, you could have bring the carbon in the day, and then
circle. Right. So the Gemara says, the Gemara works on that. The Gemara says you have to count at night because it says Tmimos. The Gemara understands Tmimos, that the sphere of each day should be as complete as possible. So Taisus learns that that means you should count as early as possible every night to try to have all 24 hours of the day included. That's why Taisus has the following din. Taisus, the Shulchan Aruch Paschal is like Taisus, that Sphira Samim Mizman is Ezder Rabbanim. They don't quote the Rambam and the Gaonim that Sphira Samim Mizman is Ezder Rabbanim. They assume like Taisus that Sphira Samim Mizman is Ezder only the Rabbanim. And then Taisus says, Taisus understood the Gemara Tmimos, you should always count as early as possible. Let's say, I always daven Ma'ariv at the 10 o'clock minyan. But there's an 8 o'clock minyan that's davening Ma'ariv, they're counting Sphira. So even though I don't plan to daven now, I should really count Sphira earlier. You should always count Sphira as early as possible. That's what Taisus says. So now Taisus makes a distinction between Sphira Samib Bizman Amigdosh, when it was the Rice, and Sphira Samib Bizman Azed, that it's only the Rabbanim. So they say, should you count, is it okay to count during Bein HaShemashos? So they say, Bizman Shebeis Amigdosh HaYekayim, Sphira Samib is the Rice, so you shouldn't count the Bein HaShemashos. It may not be the Yom yet, so you should wait till Tzeisat Chacham. But Bizman Hazeh, the Sphira Samim is Lav Deraisa. So you really have a right to be Mekel Bein HaShemashos, Sveika Derabbanon Lekula. But normally we say, why should you be Mekel on the Sveika Derabbanon? The Magen Avraham has a rule in Hilchas Tzitzis that it's Asa Lachmas Asatzma the Sveika Derabbanon Lekula. You're not allowed to set up a situation where you're going to say Lachatchila Sveika Derabbanon. If you fell into a situation, someone was talking to me this morning, he's a tumult, he doesn't remember if he said a shahakal on the cup of coffee. He doesn't remember. He always says brachas before he eats food. But somehow something came up, he doesn't remember. So that's a sveka de rabban lakula. If you fell into a situation, you're not all there, he's half asleep, and he doesn't remember, we said a bracha vishayna, bracha achreina, so we say sveka de rabban lakula. But you're not allowed to go lachatchila to create a circumstance of sveka de rabban lakula. So Taisus says, Baba Zmana said, there's a reason why we want to do it. We want to have more tmimos. If we'll count in Bein HaShemashos, so we'll have more of the 24-hour period of time included in the sphere. So since we have it Zorach, so Taisus says, we should say, Sveika de Rabbanu Lekula, Bizman HaZeh, it's preferable to count Bein HaShemashos. Not that it's a kula. Since it is Bizman HaZeh, Sphira Samim is the Rabbanu. And if you're hard-pressed, if you have to go to sleep, for some reason or another, you have to undergo surgery, and they're going to put you under, so we would be mekel b'shas atchak, the count Sphira Bein HaShemashos. So Taisus says, l'chatchila, we should always prefer to do like that, because of the consideration of tmimus. We want to have as much of the 24-hour period as possible included after the Sphira. The Sphira is only chal on the time coming after the Sphira. That's how Taisus understood. So that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that Sphira Samim Bizman Hazeh the Rabbanon. And that's the Shitas HaTaisus. The Mishneh Berurah quotes the Ran, disagrees with that Taisus. The Ran says, what do you mean? True, there's a din Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. But you don't go out of your way, Lechatchila, to do Sveika the Rabbanon. Taisus also agrees you don't go out of your way, but they hold that it's a specific consideration over here, because you're going to gain in the area of the Tmimais. Tmimus in the Gemara says the concept of Tmimus requires that you shouldn't count in the daytime. You should begin counting balayla every night. And Taisus understood the Gemara to mean that you should have as much of the 24 hours of the day included as possible. You should count earlier in the night as opposed to later, even to the extent of counting during Bein HaShemashos, Taisus wants to say. Yeah, that's the only thing that it says in the Gemara Tmimus. So then you have in the Shulchan Aruch from the Masas Binyamin, we were talking before, Masas Binyamin had this chumer that you shouldn't say Kiddush on Leil Shavuos till it's Tzeisat Kochavim. And then you have the custom, you don't begin to dab Ma'ariv on Leil Shavuos till it's Tzeisat Kochavim. Why? He talks about Tmimus, the whole unit of all the 49 days together. Shavuos is not Chal. Shavuos doesn't get off the ground. You can't have Tosefis on Shavuos, he holds. Shavuos doesn't begin until after all the 49 days are over. That's not the way it says in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about Tmimus. Each and every day, the Sphira should be a Tmimus Dika Sphira to include as much of the 24 hours as possible. That's how Taisus understood. And then you have the Bahag. Taisus quotes from the Sefer Halachas Gedolos that Tmimus means if you missed one day, you can't continue to count the next day. Taisa says we don't have such a thing in the Gemara. Basically, we don't really hold like the Bahag. But out of respect for the Bahag, he was from the time of the Gonim. Out of respect for the Bahag, so we don't. Bahag holds that you're not mechuyev to count. If you miss day number 15, you don't bother to continue counting. You won't gain anything. So we don't really hold like the Bahag. We hold you are mechuyev to count. Out of respect for the Bahag, so we leave out the bracha. We don't say a bracha because we consider it a suffic bracha. The only time we would say a bracha is, let's say if you have a spek sveka. That's the way they present in the Shulchan Aruch. What's an example of a spek sveka? So let's say a person is not sure, he knows last night he davened b'yechidus. Because he davened b'yechidus, he's not sure whether he remembered to count sfira or not. So if he knows b'vada that he missed the whole day, he didn't count sfira, so then we, out of respect for the Bahag, we don't say a bracha when we continue to count. But if he's not sure, maybe yes, maybe no, and we're not so sure about the whole Bahag, just out of respect for the Bahag, we leave out the bracha. So since it's a suffix whether you're violating the opinion of the Bahag, if you say in such a case, he may say the bracha. Or, for example, Taisus has a big machlekes. The Gemara says, Sfirasam should be balaylo, because it says tmimos. Does it really say that in the Gemara? Does it really say that? So Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik Tainis, it doesn't even say that in the Gemara. He claims, if you look in the Gemara, one could have read the Gemara not like this. He says, the Gemara raised the possibility, maybe you only count Svira in the daytime. In the daytime. So the Gemara says, no, how can you say you only count in the daytime? So you're going to be lacking Tamimas. Only the day is going to be included, the night is not going to be included. So in order to have Tamimas means you want to include the day and the night. So you have to say that you can begin counting Svira Balayla. But he says, once you allow the beginning of Sfira Sama Balayla, even if you count in the daytime, the Sfira is Chal on the whole 24 hours. Tosis assumes the Sfira is only Chal every day on the remainder of the day. So Tosis understood, Tamimis means you should get as much of the 24 hours included as possible. You should count as soon as possible. And as Mana said, that Sfira Sama is only the Rabbanan, so they recommend you should count during Ben Hashmoshes, Ad Kedei Kach. He says, but other Rishonim don't hold like that. They hold Tmimus doesn't mean you should include as much of the 24 hours as possible. You can daven at the 11 o'clock minyan and sell Sfira de Elachatchila. So what's Tmimus? Now they say Tmimus is like this. If you would only say you count in the daytime, so only the day, the Sfira is Chal on the whole day. I'll count, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, so it'll include the whole day. The day is one unit. When I count, today is the first day of Sfira. Today is the second day of Sfira. The Sfira would be Chal only on the day. It wouldn't be Chal on the night. Once you say that we allow you to count in the nighttime, so even if you count 5 minutes before the Shkia, the Sfira is Chal on the whole day and the whole night, and everything. Rav Dabala says he doesn't even see in the Gemara that it really says that you have to count by Laila and not by Yom. The Gemara just said you are able to count by Laila, so therefore when you count, even if you count in the daytime, the Sfira will be Chal both on the day and the night. But Farfan, that's the way Taisus understood, that's the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Many Rishonim assume you can only count at night. You're not supposed to. He's supposed to count lachatchila at night. So the question is, what if a person forgot to count at night? So he doesn't count at the daytime at all. So that's a machlokes harishon. Taisus and Megillah talks about it. Can you count by, if you forgot to count by laila, can you count by yom? So we go lachumra, it's a suffix. So we go lachumra, you have to count. But you leave out the bracha because of the suffix. So that's the discussion that the Amish Shulchan Aruch. Let's say the person forgot to count Sfira by laila and he counts by yom, b'li bracha. So what about the next night? Should he count with a bracha or without a bracha? So the Bahag only says if he missed the whole day, you don't count Sfira. But here he did count by Yom. And many poskim hold that he was Yotze with the Sfira by Yom. Many hold you can say a bracha when you count by Yom. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. They call this sort of a svek sveka. Maybe the din is not like the Bahag. Even if he missed the day, he can continue to count with a bracha. And even if the din is like the Bahag, maybe he did count. Maybe counting in the daytime does count. But they say it's not, you don't really need a svek svek over here because we really don't pass him like the Bahag. The whole thing is just out of respect for the Bahag. We don't want to violate his opinion. So that's why we leave out the bracha. But if you have any other consideration that may lead us to believe that we're not in violation of the Bahag's opinion, so shine. So we're not being disrespectful to the Bahag. You don't really have to call it a svek svek.
It's not really a svek svek anyway. When do we apply the concept of chad svek?
It's a suffix. Maybe I was yet to Sfira Sama by Yom, and it's a suffix. Maybe if I miss the whole day, maybe you still continue to cancel your assignment the next day. They're two different issues.
People are being zazzled in what's possible to do the rest, so maybe we should reinstate the bracha. Like, I just know there are many women who, I missed the day, so
they don't bother. That is a significant consideration. Yeah, a lot of people like that. I don't know. By the Yekis, if you miss the day, they don't get cheesecake. So that's the big thing on Shabbos. If you're getting cheesecake, it means you didn't miss a day. So they have something to encourage them. So you can have the cheesecake. So they don't remember not to forget a day. In Shulchan Aruch, they have a drasha from the Gemara. It says, "Svartem lachem," in the plural, each and every person should count sfira side. So the Pasha Pshat in that passage in the Sifrei, both in the Sifra and in Sifrei, it appears in both. So the Pasha Pshat is where the Ravid writes in his Pirush on the Sifra. One would have thought that the mitzvah of Sfira Sam is only mutal on the Bez Nagar, like Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana. It's the responsibility of the Bez Nagar to be kaveh the Zmanim and the Chadoshim and the Yamim Tovim. So it's their responsibility to count Sfira Sam to establish that Shavuos is a day, Shavuos is a week. So that's why it says, "Svartem lachem shetei Sfira lachalecha v'yachad." It's a chayvus hayochid, not just a chayvus hatzibah that should be fulfilled by the Bez Nagar. It's a chayvus hayochid. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote some Rishonim interpreted that passage in the Sifrei differently. That what he means to say shetei Sfira lachalecha v'yachad means we don't permit shamer koyna when there's a mitzvah to recite Kiddush HaHavdalah or a Parsha Zohar or a Mikra Megillah. So we allow Shamer Koina. The Baal Tekeh blow Shofar. Everybody listens. Shamer Koina is considered as if everybody blew Shofar. And on Sfira Saima, since the Pasuk is teaching us Shetei Sfira L'chalecha V'yacha, it means we don't permit Shamer Koina. It's a big Chiddush, but that's we're generally Machma for that. We don't allow Shamer Koina. Then there's a further machlokes and achrayim. If one should assume like that, that's what we're machmir for, that we don't allow shemer koina on sfira saima. What about on the bracha sfira saima? You don't even allow shemer koina on the bracha, or only on the actual sfira hayoyim amechad baima. But the bracha of sfira is the same as any other bracha, so that we would permit shemer koina. So why should there be such an opinion? It doesn't make any sense. The pasuk tells you the bracha you don't allow shemer. The bracha is a bracha like every bracha. So the answer is that a lot of Rishonim had a practice. The Mordechai quotes this from the Rav Yoh, and the Vilna Gaon quotes this, and his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Many Rishonim had a practice. When they counted Sfira, they said, Baruch Atah Hashem Ukenu Malchayim, Shekosham Sod on Sfira Saima. Shehayom Yom Echad Baim. They said a shin every day. What do you mean Shehayom? That the Sfira Saima was a mitzvah that was fulfilled in the Nusach of a bracha. It's not that you have a bracha and you say Amen, and then you perform the mitzvah. Like they say, Anatilos lulav, amen. And then you shake the lulav. L'hanich tefillin. Everybody says amen. And then you put on the tefillin. No. You say amen at the end. Shayom yamechet v'aymer. Amen. That's the end of the bracha. So the sfira is fulfilled in the form of a bracha. Midirabbanan, midatorah. There's no requirement for birchas mitzvah ever. Birchas mitzvah is only midirabbanan. But midirabbanan, they instituted that the sfira sami should be fulfilled in the nusach of a bracha. So if you say it like that, then you don't. If you say you don't allow shemer koyin on the sfira saimer, so you don't allow shemer koyin on the bracha either. The bracha with the sfira is all one thing. That's the way to fulfill the mitzvah of sfira saimer. The Vilna Gaon points out that this is what the Rav Yoh is talking about in Shulchan Aruch. They quote a Rav Yoh. The Gemara in the first parak in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph and Min Aleph has a sofik in a bayit leif sheet. The person has a cup of beer, and he should really shichra, kasad the shichra, he should really say shahako. And by mistake he thought that it was a cup of wine, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, planning to finish off Baruch HaGofen. If he would have finished off Baruch HaGofen and it's beer, he wouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. Then in the middle, he comes to the realization that it's not wine, it's beer, so he concludes the bracha properly, shahako niyevidvar. So the Gemara is misupik. Since when he said that's the various pshat in there, that's the pshat that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That since when he said Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, when he said Hashem HaMalchus, he planned to conclude the bracha in a way that he wouldn't have been yotzei. He planned to say Baruch Pi Hagafen, and then even though he corrected it, it turns out the bracha from the beginning to the end is perfect, but the Kavanas HaGavra at the time of Hashem HaMalchus was incorrect. So that's in Bayit Leif Shita whether you yotzei the bracha or not. So we pass the Safik Brachas Lahaka. Because Brachas are only the Rabban and Safik Brachas Lahaka. So the Rav Yoah has this funny din that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. That Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Al Yakayim and Sfira Simon was a din deraisa. And a person says, Baruch Ato Hashem Lakeinu Melech HaOlam, intending to count, today is the 23rd day. And then by the time he gets to the end, everybody else is screaming out, today's the 24th day, not the 23rd day. So he says, correctly, today's the 24th day, fine. So Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Al Yakayim, that would be deraisa. So that's you don't say Sofik Brachos Lahafa. That's a suffix in the Gemara. So you go to Hachmer. It would have to count Sfira, have to say the Brach all over again. But Bizman Hazeh, that the whole Sfira time is only the Rabbanon. So you say Sofik Brachos Lahakal. So if he said the Brach Hashem, Alokeinu Melech HaOlam, intending to count 23, and then at the end they realize that that's not correct. It counts 24, so you make all because of Sofik Brachos Lahakal. So all the Mefarshim ask, it doesn't make any sense. The Brach is exactly the same. It's not like you started off thinking you're going to end off Korpi HaGofen, you ended off Shehakol. The Brach on Sfirasim is exactly the same every day. The question is, are you doing the right mitzvah or not? So after he finishes the Brach, he realizes today's 24, so he counts 24. What has it got to do with the Sofik in the Gemara if at the time that he said the Shem Malchus of the Brach, he intended to conclude incorrectly? Here he intended to conclude the Brach correctly. So the Vilna Gaon explains that this is the Rav Yoh speaking. The Rav Yoh is the one who had the Nusach Shehayom. So the Bracha, the end of the Bracha is 23. Shehayom, today's day 23. If he would have finished the Bracha and said today's 23, he would not be Yotzeh. So that's why the Rav Yoh held that this has to do with the Gemara Sofik. So he writes that Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Al Yakayim, that Sfira Simon was there, Raisin. We wouldn't say Sofik Brachas Lachal. We would go to Chumra, he has to say the Bracha over and count over again. But since Sfira Simon is Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanon, so therefore we'll make them. Okay, I'm going to speak soon at 1 o'clock about Hilchos Pesach, in case anybody's interested for the Smicha students, things in this class. We're going to cover Mechiras Chametz and Kashering, Hagol, and Libun, and other various topics. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. What?